This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. No political pundits, no spin, no commercials. Just the candidates, the results, and you. Follow C-SPAN this election night, Tuesday, November 5th, on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.
One-800-Flowers.com knows that a gift is never just a gift. A gift is an expression of everything you feel and helps build more meaningful relationships. 1-800-Flowers takes the pressure off by helping you navigate life's important moments by making it simple to find the perfect gift. From flowers and cookies to cake and chocolate, 1-800-Flowers helps guide you in finding the right gift to say how you feel. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/audio. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/audio.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Let's move to Tech Thursday. Andy O'Donoghue is with us, and he's going to talk to us about streaming devices to get the best out of today's streaming services. Andy, you're starting with the Apple TV 4K, which sort of surprised me a little bit, because I thought for a lot of people these days that they actually have almost the Apple TV built into the screen on which the various apps are on smart TVs.
And they do, Matt. And funnily enough, Apple were quite slow to do that, whereas, say, Netflix and Amazon Prime, you know, even we see remote controls with those two buttons when you buy a TV now. So you have these commercial agreements between the streamers and the TV makers. Apple sort of resisted that for a while. Now, of course, you can log into your Apple TV account on your TV, but with the Apple TV box, and so the 4K box gives you 4K picture, which is great, but it also has Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos, and HDR10. So you do get this outstanding picture and sound quality.
Sorry, but does that not depend on the actual television yourself as to whether it's compatible with the Apple 4K box?
It does. It does depend. So you've got to have a TV that can give you the display and sound which represents those features. However, you get the extras with the box because you get integration with Apple's smart home functionality. And of course, you also get access to things like, you know, Apple Fitness, and people use the FaceTime app on the TV. So the Apple TV box is a really good TV box. It's about €170 to buy, but it really is designed for Apple users. So if you're an iPhone user, a Mac user, if you're familiar with FaceTime, if you subscribe maybe to Apple Fitness, then that combination of features makes it worthwhile for you. And it does have one of Apple's in-house, the A15 chip, so you get that really good picture, but you also get really good performance, better than you would if you just use the app on the TV. But given the price, I would say that the Apple TV 4K is designed for people who embrace being in the Apple ecosystem.
And does it give you easy access to things like Netflix or Disney Plus and other streaming services?
It does. So you have Netflix, Disney Plus, of course you have Paramount. You have the apps that you can download and there's a store for the Apple TV and Apple Arcade. So you have the gaming there as well. So if you subscribe to that, you also get your gaming. So it is a really good box, but aimed at Apple users.
Well, Dan, what about Google TV Streamer, which is a bit cheaper, I think, and is the 4K as well?
Well, and this is a really interesting box because Google, of course, had Chromecast, which many people use. You know, there was a little Chromecast stick, and then TVs had Chromecast built in. And some years ago, we noticed this TV icon on our phones. You said, oh, what happens if I tap that? And it casts your phone onto the TV. But Google have released only a month ago or so the Google TV Streamer 4K, and it really is excellent. And it's a separate box, so it plugs into your TV. It has an Ethernet connection, so you can get fast, and you don't have to rely on Wi-Fi, so you can get the wired internet connection into the box, just makes it faster. And it has a remote control. Really clever feature with the remote is it has this Find Me button, essentially. So if you are prone to having the TV remotes fall down the back of the couch, you can find it very easily. What I like about it, Matt, is it's really nice, this kind of unified interface. you get smart home features, and there's actually a dedicated home panel that comes up on the TV to show you the smart home devices that are in your house. It's €120, and Google have always sort of struggled to position their Chromecast and their streaming devices in the market, but with this one, the quality is so good, the response is so good, I actually think this is going to be a big winner for them.
What about the Amazon Fire TV stick?
So Amazon Fire TV made a very small dent in the Irish market. And it was always kind of puzzled me because they were always really good value. They were easy to operate. Anybody could get it out of the box, plug it in the back of the telly. But the Fire TV stick Max, and actually we in this country were limited in the devices we could buy, and this is one of the ones we could buy, and they've dropped some devices, they've added others. If you are buying one, this is absolutely the one I recommend, because it is a real high performance streaming device, has 4K, Dolby Vision and Atmos as well. It has the Alexa voice controls built in for convenient searching. That's a really nice feature. So you can ask Alexa to search for action movies or a particular actor's films. Has Prime Video, but it also supports Netflix, Disney and the others as well. If you have Prime Video, if you have a Prime subscription that you use for your deliveries and you watch shows like Mrs. Maisel or Bosch and you're a Prime subscriber, this is actually a really good option. At €85, it's not cheap. And of course, on a TV, you have lots of these smart features, but it's a very clever device for Amazon users.
And it's also handy if you're going away on holidays, isn't it? Just take the small stick and stick it into the television.
Ideal, great for that. And one thing I do know, it has Wi-Fi 6 and actually gives really smooth streaming with I've never seen it buffer in my test device.
Okay, and what about the Roku streaming stick?
So Roku is also kind of a brand that we know a bit about in this country. And Roku have a streaming stick, a 4K streaming stick. It's €55, Matt. So it is a fantastic mix of both high performance and it's affordable. And has HDR, Dolby Vision, all that kind of stuff. Again, you have Netflix, Apple TV, and as standard, I saw the Now TV app was loaded on mine, has voice-activated controls, so it's really easy to use. And the Roku platform is actually really good. And they are a company who do really well in America, but why I like it is it gives you smart TV-style features for €55.
There's a listener, there's a couple of listeners texting in about the NVIDIA Shield TV, one saying still the best streaming box. I thought an NVIDIA with the chips that go into the processors taking over from Intel.
It's really interesting that they text in, because the NVIDIA Shield TV Pro is a device that many people don't know about. It is, and I suspect to anybody who texts you, is a gamer. And this really is kind of the king of Android streamers. You can buy it in Ireland for about €220. So it's not cheap. And it really is in that niche of kind of gamers who want to do streaming. So it's AI powered, unsurprisingly, given that NVIDIA make it. It does 4K upscaling. So it takes existing high definition content and does a really good job of upscaling it to 4K. It's got Google Assistant and Alexa built in. So if you have smart home devices, it controls all of them. But it is also compatible with NVIDIA's GeForce Now gaming. So basically, you get all of those streaming functionalities that we've spoken about. You get that in a box, but you also get access to the GeForce Now gaming platform, which is, I think there's something like 2,000 games accessible. So if you are a gamer and you want high-performance streaming, this is absolutely made for you.
Okay, and then what's the name Unity Atom?
So streaming is not just about video. So it's also about audio. And there's a couple of great streamers. The name UniAtom and also Cambridge Audio make a really good alternative. They're expensive, Matt. They're made for audio files. They both cost around €2,000. However, they support this high-res streaming platforms like Spotify, Tidal and the Apple Music. And They are absolute. I mean, first of all, they're beautiful. They're real hi-fi components. They have these big screens and they display album art. You remember there was a time when everybody loved album art. However, they do a really good job of giving you all what is almost an old-fashioned music experience, but streamed from the internet in a way that you can't get on your phone or using other devices. They both also will do amplification. So you just plug in speakers and you have really high quality streaming. If you're a music lover, fantastic.
So what about the LG SP9YA soundbar?
This is an interesting soundbar. And the reason I mention this is that when you're streaming and all of these streamers like Netflix, like Apple, they're all offering us access to not only good pictures, but really, really improved audio. So you can get streamed, essentially surround sound at home. And so with a soundbar like this from LG, and it has a little bit of AI built in that does some clever things with the way that the sound works around your room. But it essentially makes movies more immersive. And it has a built-in Chromecast and what's called 4K pass-through. So this means that you can stream from other devices. It also has Google Assistant and Alexa. And it has a very clever technology called Sound Pro that adjusts the audio based on content. So action movies become more punchy, whereas something, you know, with countryside or panoramic views becomes softer and more sort of immersive in that sense. So at €500, it's an expensive soundbar, but if you've got a nice TV and you think, okay, I really want to upgrade the sound of my streaming, this kind of soundbar from LG is a really good choice.
But aren't a lot of the streaming capabilities now built into modern smart TVs?
Well, they are. And you mentioned about Apple TV, people being able to log in via the TV and get access to their account. So yes, they are. And if you look at brands like Samsung or LG and Xiaomi, who are probably going to be for sale in Ireland shortly, they all have the streaming functionality built in. So maybe you don't need any of these streamers, but why you might need one is if you have TVs in another room that you want to give smart features to, or like you said, if you're going on holiday and you're renting an Airbnb or something. However, you should look at LG or Samsung makes like that, because they have, as well as really good pictures, they also have, you know, the app stores. And as I mentioned, on the remote controls, you might have Netflix and you might have Prime on the single remote, but you can add the apps for things like Paramount or for Rakuten or Crunchyroll, niche services that you want to get. So your TV can essentially be your streaming source. You won't get the same performance as you get from a dedicated streaming device, but if that's not that important to you, you'll get the content that you want.
Thank you very much for joining us on Tech Thursday as ever, Andy O'Donoghue.
The Last Word on Today FM.